This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, July 1st, brought to you by Ag for USMCA. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The U.S. declined to extend its signature trade pact with Mexico and Canada today. It sets up a decade-long review process that casts uncertainty over businesses that move goods across the world's busiest export borders. The U.S. decision came as no surprise. President Trump has effectively ripped up parts of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement that he signed in his first administration, imposing tariffs on a range of goods. Trump mused about terminating the agreement altogether. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer today said the United States did not agree to renew the USMCA in its current form. Today, the deadline for the three countries to extend the trade agreement for 16 years, something that both Canada and Mexico said they were eager to do. The U.S. refusal means American trade representatives will have to meet every year for a decade with Mexican and Canadian officials to continually review the deal. Negotiations can continue in the meantime. Greer said that the U.S. would continue to engage with Mexico and Canada to address the USMCA shortcomings, chief among those narrowing the U.S. trade gap with its top trading partners. The pact underpins nearly $2 trillion in annual trade. Last year, combined U.S. exports to Mexico and Canada surpassed $670 billion. In comparison, U.S. exports to China last year amounted to $106 billion. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins today announced the launch of a $500 million fertilizer investment and expansion for a long-term domestic supply program. The new initiative, administered through the USDA Rural Development to expand domestic fertilizer manufacturing, strengthen America's fertilizer supply chain, and improve long-term affordability for American farmers. Utilizing the authorities of the Commodity Credit Corporation, USDA will make $500 million available through the Fields Program to support construction and expansion of domestic fertilizer production facilities. The program prioritizes shovel-ready, financially viable projects capable of increasing production of critical crop nutrients. Ag Secretary Rollins today said, "We are announcing a plan to end this consolidation and bring competition back to the American fertilizer industry." Yesterday's USDA reports were still a focus for grain traders today. Wheat futures led Chicago futures higher on projections of tighter supply and demand picture globally, that due to a shortfall in U.S. winter wheat, along with heat issues in France and potential issues with the Russian crop. However, analysts cautioned that yesterday's reports alone are not enough to support a full-fledged rally. Joe Davis of Futures International said traders still need a stronger bullish fundamental story for a sustained rebound, especially with weather forecasts supporting strong yield potential. Now, whether or not China follows through on promises to purchase more U.S. soybeans might be the biggest factor behind how high or low soybean futures go this year. Mike Castle of StoneX said domestic need for soybean oil is partly offsetting the missing Chinese demand for underlying soybeans. Castle said the U.S. has less available export supply amid the rapid expansion in crush capacity in response to supportive EPA policy driving record biofuel demand. Should the Chinese return, we could be looking at a much tighter supply situation, he said. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Ag for USMCA. For American agriculture, certainty matters. USMCA, the trade agreement between the United States, Canada, and Mexico, helps keep markets open, strengthens supply chains, and supports nearly 500,000 American jobs. For farmers, ranchers, and food producers, it's helped to create the stability needed to invest, grow, and compete. Now, USMCA is under review. Preserving this agreement means protecting American agriculture's future. Learn more at agforusmca.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.